Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Steve Lindsay, and we're talking about DocumentDB, but we're going to go a little low level. You know, we see a lot of cool SDKs. The DocumentDB team is well known for having really great SDKs and client experiences for a lot of different languages.
Correct. But there's sometimes the cases where you need to go outside that. And I recently hit one of these cases. I was working with a customer, and basically they wanted to do REST access, and that was their requirement.
Because they did not want to use your SDK, or because they were using a language that wasn't a language that
supported? That's basically, it started off by them using a language that wasn't supported, but it turned into being they wanted to use the REST API because of the port and security.
Okay.
That was basically
And that is their right.
Right.
And there's lots of languages that you might not have an SDK for, you know, I don't know, Elixir or whatever, but you pick something that is, but it's RESTful though, right?
And as that's a good thing.
As we say about Azure SDKs, it's all just REST, so why not?
Right. Exactly.
So is it possible and is it fun?
It is possible. It was a lot of fun. And I did a lot of hacking around while I was doing it and, and wrote a few clients and got to know the authentication headers pretty well. And, you know, they're a little difficult to work with if you haven't used them before. But the reason for that is they give you high security. So getting that additional security for maybe a little playing around with the headers isn't too bad.
Okay.
But while I was doing it, I figured people may benefit from what I've done. So I decided to create Postman Collection. I like to, when I'm doing an API, I like to basically write it in Snag agnostic first and test it fully and Postman's like,
So for people who may not know, Postman is a was a Chrome app that has kind of graduated to it's the REST kind of fiddler HTTP IDE.
Exactly.
It's agnostic of language.
Exactly. I should mention, I use this machine to do all of this. And, you know, it's not a native Windows machine. I'd use my Windows machine to do development as well. But I was going down the lines of writing a client for native Swift on the iPhone. So I started off in a different direction. And I basically implemented the Postman collections and then went on to do a .NET client and a Node.js client. And by the time this airs, there should be a Swift client and a Java client available on my GitHub, along with the other things which I'm about to show you.
All right, let's see it. Let's see some low-level stuff.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do something very risky here and delete my database. I'm just going to point to Postman and hit send.
Briefly, I want to point out that you've got a number of tokens here in mustaches and curly braces.
Yep.
Where are those coming from?
So I'm going to show you some pretty cool tips with Postman just now. When I'm doing APIs, I like to do it this way. So you have these environment options which are available. Up in the top right here, you'll see DocumentDB options.
All right.
This is actually some my DocumentDB key here and my DocumentDB host here.
Okay.
And it's worth mentioning, I normally recommend sending your key over the wire, and
of course
I will have deleted that one by the time this airs. So,
but
when you're doing pure REST access, this is one way that you can do it with the key. On the headers here, you see I have an accept header, an MS version header, an authentication header, and a date header, and only two of them are populated. This is just the version I want to use for DocumentDB, and then this auth token is actually going to be generated by the Postman script, which I'm going to show you in a second, and the timers as well. Now, I just deleted my database there, so I actually don't have any databases, but we can still make a request to DocumentDB, and you'll notice in the URL at the top, DBS is specifying that I want to go to the database resource of DocumentDB.
Right.
So I'm going to hit send, and we can see that it tells me I've got a count of zero databases.
Right.
So right from REST, I'm just going to go to create database. Now you may notice that none of these headers are changing. And in fact, there's no body. This was just a GET request. This one's a POST. The only body to it is just the name of the database I want to create.
Right.
Hit send. And as you can see, we just created the database. Now if I do a list of databases, we will see that database there. So we now have the database in there. Now, what happened? Where is the authentication header? You know, how are we actually building
and it's
that
still
up?
Just from a Postman tips perspective, it's still not clear where that got populated.
Exactly. So I'm going to show you where the host came from. If we click in the top right, we can go to the environment, and inside here you'll see two variables: docdb master key and docdb host.
Right.
And that contains my key and my host. The host is put into the URL here.
Right.
Now, where is the key? The key is in the pre-request script, and it's built up dynamically based upon whatever request you're making. So I was feeling a little hacky and decided I wanted to not write any specific code for any function. So every function you see in here, every call through REST is using that same function.
Okay.
It just looks at the URL and it reformats the URL. It uses the formatting of the URL to work out what call to make to the back end.
Okay, so the pre-request script is doing the administrivia that the DocumentDB SDKs would have to do.
Exactly.
So you've made a DocumentDB SDK of sorts in the form of a pre-request script for Postman.
Yes, that's exactly it. And it's generic enough that I literally created the first one, the list databases, and copy and pasted the function into the rest of the REST calls.
Which is an interesting feature request for the Postman people to have linked pre-requests.
I tried to find out if you could do that. If anybody knows if you can, or if the Postman team's watching, hey, you know, that would be
right. That way
be
the collection
cool.
could all, the entire collection of a dozen or more requests could all share the same pre-request script.
Absolutely, that would be awesome.
Which would completely change the way people use Postman.
Of course, in a good way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go very briefly through the code here. I'll show you it very briefly, but basically we're going to get the master key. I'm just doing some login here. I take today's date and I actually do some UTC stuff on it.
This is all JavaScript?
It's all JavaScript, yep. And then here we can grab the request string and then I do some magic on that with a regular expression to get the host name out. And don't shoot me for using the wrong regular expression. I'm sure it'll break somehow.
You know, but honestly, this is the kind of stuff that if you've ever tried to talk to really sophisticated REST APIs, curl breaks down pretty quickly.
Exactly,
and if you don't know how to use Postman, Postman breaks down pretty quickly.
Exactly. This,
whether or not your JavaScript is idiomatic or not, it doesn't change the fact that it works.
Right. It works perfectly, and basically this is able to do anything on DocumentDB from this point through the REST API. So I'm actually just going to go on to that. On the script, it just basically builds each request up, works out which one is a resource request, or whether it's an actual request for a document on a resource, for instance. So what I'm going to do is we're going to get the collections back, and this should be empty. So here we see we haven't got any collections.
Right.
So I'm actually just going to create a collection. Now, I just want to point out again that the only thing that's changing in this is this URL. And in the case of the posts, you have a body as well. And the body is just what you're creating, for instance, the temp collection. Mm-hmm. So now we've got the temp collection. We'll get it by ID just to make sure it's worked. And you can see here there is no body, and the temp collection is just specified in the URL.
And now you've hard-coded temp call everywhere, but
correct.
That could be changed or
exactly.
even be made a parameter if one wanted to.
Bingo. The reason I did it like this was so I could run a continuous test case of all of them. I'm not going to go into that today, but there is actually an add-on for this you can put in there, Jetpack it's called.
Right.
And Jetpack will let you run Test Suite and actually just
It's like Selenium except for REST.
Exactly, yeah, it's pretty cool. So now we can see we've created the collection. I'm just going to create two temp documents very quickly. And I'm just doing the same thing. I'm just going through and hitting send. And it's using my same details every time, the same function. Now I can query the collection now. And if we look at the body, you'll see I'm making a select statement directly onto the actual collection of two documents that I just inserted. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that and we get the results return. We have a more complex query, which gives us some joins. And run that guy, and boom, it returns. So I can obviously then go through and change other things which are in this, but I'm going to move on.
Just as an observation, it's kind of crazy how fast DocumentDB is, because you know when it's really working, it's really working.
So
you're clicking around and you're doing your thing, and it's almost impossibly fast. So you're really hitting real stuff here. You're not hitting a local emulator.
I am hitting real stuff, and in fact,
it's just coming back so fast. Yeah. It's coming back.
And what's crazy is I'm connected through a 4G modem just now.
Because you came from overseas, you're not actually even on the local network.
Well, New York, it's kind of overseas.
I think of New York. It's fancy to people, their New York values.
It's this Brooklyn accent.
But you know what I'm saying, though? The point is that you're not on the Wi-Fi here. You're getting back, you know, low milliseconds.
Yep, exactly. In fact, I bench tested DocumentDB through the REST API calls for a customer project I did. We had a latency, which was the acceptable latency that we will provide for the service.
Right.
And we beat it by 100%. So they gave us a latency of, I think it was about 50 milliseconds to 80 milliseconds per call.
Which is aggressive.
Yeah, and we came back sub-millisecond, you know.
Sub
10 milliseconds, and pretty much every GET request was only 1 millisecond, which was interesting. So I took this somewhere else after that. I'm going to show you that now.
Okay.
So we're kind of working our way up to this Swift and iOS and Java side of it. So what I did next, and I'm going to go through this a bit quicker, as I have repositories for this, and I should actually mention, if you want these repository, if you want that Postman collection, it's checked into GitHub, it's public. It's DocumentDB Postman Collection under me, Microsoft TE.
Nice.
So github.com/MicrosoftTE, and you'll get this and actually the other things I'm going to show you. And you know, it basically tells you how to use the Postman collection in here.
Yeah, and if someone learns something about the pre-request script, they can go and put an issue in there and have a chat with you.
Absolutely.
About it.
In fact, they can actually submit a change if they want to. I'll see if it's a decent change. I'll definitely accept it. Saves me time. So these are example projects. What I do want to say is, you know, this is how I work in the development process. I basically work everything out from Postman first, then I write the API, and then I take it to the end application. So. In this case, I've got an example, tiny.db is a .NET implementation of exactly that REST interface. I took Postman, converted it into .NET.
So you would think of that as being like an alternative SDK. There is a great SDK for .NET.
Yeah, this isn't a replacement for the usual one. It's an implementation of a REST API, which happens to be the DocumentDB interface.
So if you think about it, DocumentDB has a REST interface that has a rich SDK on top of it.
Yep.
You've backed up and headed in a slightly different direction.
Actually, so we will go into that just for a second.
Please.
The official SDK doesn't use REST. The official SDK uses TCP.
Interesting.
So there's a choice between them, and that's something the DocumentDB team can go into more, but certainly the standard SDK is the fastest way and the most secure way of accessing it still, but there is a requirement from some customers to do REST, whether they're doing it natively for the iPhone.
So let's make sure we're clear, and let's put a real fine point on it. Is this hacking, or is this a perfectly reasonable way to go live in production
Absolutely with DocumentDB? Absolutely reasonable way to go live in production with DocumentDB. Obviously, it's based upon what a client's needs are.
Yeah,
requirements are. There's also several ways to do it. You know, you can implement REST with a middleware tier.
Sure.
You know, so you could actually have this running in Node.
But someone could go off. I use like Elixir or Erlang. You know, there's a half dozen different languages that people might love that they want to write an idiomatic, you know, groovy SDK for DocumentDB.
Exactly.
This is the base on which to build.
Yeah, and what's great is, I'm just going to go back to the Postman collection. What's great is if we go up to the get for the databases here, and I actually click on code, you'll see it'll actually create code for me automatically in Postman in the language that I choose. So this is Go, for instance. I could tell it I want
kidding.
It in Node.js, and I want
go
it in
Go to Java for a second.
Native.
Sure. Because I just said groovy. Do they have groovy then?
Yeah, so we have OKHTTP.
Yeah, still.
Pretty standard.
That's
so you can see,
cool.
There's how we build our requests.
Right. I'm sure that those are also pluggable into Postman. That could be another way to do that as well.
Yeah, exactly. But this is one of the reasons I prototype in Postman, because I can just go like that, and there's my Swift
and
source code.
There you go.
Right, and that's what I'll be dropping into the Swift client that I mentioned to you. Now, we'll finish off. I'm just going to show as well. On the back end, we have tiny.db node. This gives an example of accessing the middle tier.
Yep.
Don't recommend the use of this client at all. On the back end, you can actually use the native DocumentDB library. The advantage of this is really nothing. It was just to give an example of how to implement a REST API for DocumentDB in JavaScript. But it's there. It's on GitHub, and you can basically download it. You can see how to use it here. It's very easy. And you can use that as the basis of maybe another REST client that you're doing for something else.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing this with us today.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
We're learning all about authenticating against DocumentDB with REST APIs here on Azure Friday.